I'm Gerald Minot, the course leader at Reigate School of Art within East Surrey College of the Department of Calligraphy, Heraldic Art and Manuscript Illumination.
And you've been, really, you've been the sort of head man, if you like, on this whole project. Tell me about the journey, how it all happened.
I went to see our head of course division, Joe Fenwick, with the possible idea of achieving through the college and our students something in connection with the coronation of 2023. And it was an idea that we could have a connection with Reigate and Banstead Council, who we worked with before on previous projects. And Joe thought it was a marvellous idea that we should achieve something through the college for the local council. And within a few days, they came to see us, and they were most enthusiastic and excited with the project and all its possibilities. And it really went on from there. And in due course, we suggested that it should be a collaboration with a team of my students who are on our course. And within literally 1 hour, we had a team of five students who were very keen to partake with much enthusiasm and joy.
So how many people all told were involved in this project?
Well, altogether, including myself, the students and the staff, it was a good team of perhaps 25 people, including those, of course, at the Town Hall, who we met in due course, and we collaborated over the months to discuss the project, and all went on really from that period of time.
And quite incredible, really. It's a wonderful work of art, it really is. And was it you that had to create the crest upside down?
Well, it was one of my artists, Andrew Baker, who painted the armorial bearings of Reigate and Banstead Council. And because he was the last within the commission, he decided that he'd have to not lean across the artwork, which had by then been completed, illuminated and embellished with calligraphy and illumination. So he decided, for practical reasons, to achieve it somewhat upside down so he wouldn't damage the artwork beneath him.
Right, okay. So it was painted onto
vellum calf skin, which is a calf skin which is prepared by a company called Cowley's in the Midlands, who presented us with the vellum. But it's a tradition that goes back to the Middle Ages in the preparation of vellum calf skin.
And the paint or ink used, what kind of paint or ink was it?
They were all quite traditional techniques, using gouache pigment, which is a paint which has opacity, which has traditions that almost go back again to the Middle Ages, of course now processed in the modern age, but has links to paints that you would have found on manuscripts in the Middle Ages. It was using a pure 24 karat gold leaf on gesso, which is a mixture of glue, plaster and sugar, and then the gold is adhered to this slightly raised surface and then burnished with agate to bring its full burnish.
Yeah. Very specialised work.
It's very specialist work, and we're very pleased that we have these traditions still alive in our college, as it is in other parts of the country with many other practitioners still working towards these traditional techniques.
And how long did it take, all told?
I think it would be, I have thought about this in detail, I think by the time we had the planning, the layout and a lot of consideration before we even put brush to vellum, as they say, it was over 3 academic terms.
Right, it's quite some time, but I'm not surprised. Looking at the work, that's hardly surprising. Well, Gerald, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.